Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A great victory for religious freedom. We're going to be talking about the situation involving a Grandview Estates complex where they sought to censor Christmas decorations. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom. Joining us is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is going back to December, but it is a great victory because it comes out of this situation involving Grandview Estates, which is a HUD-subsidized residential complex. It is managed by the Maco Management Company. And what this company did on the eve of Christmas is ban any Christmas lights or yard decorations, even though they had been allowed for many years. We sent a demand letter to the management, but they dug their heels in. Amazingly, on the same day, Matt, that they actually sent out a letter digging in their heels, they also got word that the Department of Housing and Urban Development had opened an investigation into their violations of federal law for banning these Christmas decorations.
Yeah, you would think at that point they might take pause and say, wait a minute, maybe, you know, we've got this constitutional law firm telling us what we're doing is wrong. We've got HUD opening an investigation into us. Maybe it's time to go ahead and raise the white flag here, but they didn't do it.
Yeah, they those letters crossed in the mail. What happened is once we sent a demand letter, that information was picked up by various media sources. It was then brought to the attention of the Secretary of HUD, and that, of course, is Dr. Ben Carson. And he personally directed his assistant, and they ultimately got involved. They contacted us for additional facts, and once they learned, they opened up an investigation into the Maco Management Company's ban of Christmas lights and yard displays at a 55 and older housing development in Missouri. And they then contacted this housing facility, this management company, because this company, Holly, was saying, well, it's a HUD-subsidized residential complex, and therefore we have to ban any decorations that are religious, particularly Christian, which is absolutely nonsense. HUD some time ago had actually issued a memo. This was a number of years ago regarding the constitutionality and, in fact, the right to display these kinds of religious decorations during Christmas of residents in HUD-subsidized facilities. Yet they still went against that, and now HUD got involved directly. And I think they're now wondering why they ended up going down this route in the first place, because now that HUD's involved and HUD's filed a complaint, opened up a file, this facility could lose its HUD subsidy from the United States government.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about one of the residents, obviously distraught, they've been allowed to decorate in previous years, and all of a sudden they come out with this memo saying you cannot decorate. I mean, one of the residents had a nice little nativity scene, had it crammed on his porch because he was afraid to have it outside. But one of the residents contacted us and said, you know, what's going on with this? And then we continued to pursue it and realized they are just totally violating the free speech of these residents.
Imagine that phone call. Hey, boss, Secretary Carson is on the phone.
Well, he actually is the one who certainly authorized this and directed his assistant. It came from the highest sources, we were told.
Good for him.
To open up this investigation and set the record straight here. The fact is that this housing authority, this Maco Management Company that manages this Grandview Estates, was violating federal law because there is a federal law known as the Fair Housing Act. Fair Housing Act applies to any housing, whether it's private or, in this case, the HUD-subsidized facilities. These are residential places. It's a community. It's 55 and older. And they get some subsidy from the federal government, but it looks just like a regular neighborhood and community. So what the Fair Housing Act does is it prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion in the area of housing. And so when this particular Mako management company sent out this directive that you cannot have Christmas lights or yard decorations regarding Christmas, that is a clear violation of the people's right for their exercise of religion, because that is clearly a discrimination on the basis of religion.
But you know, what happened is after this Mako management realized they were in trouble, let's say, then they sent out another memo and said, you know, we never said that you couldn't decorate and et cetera, et cetera. So it's like they were not very truthful to admit their mistake after that as well.
No, there weren't. But this is what happens all the time. You get these people that come down with a heavy hand. They want to censor free speech or religion. They want to discriminate on the basis of religion. And then they get caught. In this particular case, they resisted our letter. We sent a letter, demand letter, outlining what the law is. And in their response, on December 17, 2019, they dug in their heels and they did not cite any HUD or government fair housing rule that supported the Christmas light and decoration ban. They dug in their heels. Then they got a call from HUD. They got a letter from the Department of Housing and Urban Development also inquiring, why are you censoring? And you know the consequences of doing so. So they issued another letter, like you said, a memo to the residents. Oh, well, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, we never said
it's
that.
A big misunderstanding, all right. And you're a big liar, too, for not being truthful in, one, banning. You said that it was based upon federal laws or rules. Not true. Then you dug in your heels, not citing any authority. Then you not only got the demand letter from us, and we would have filed suit under the Fair Housing Act, but then HUD, whom you said was the reason why you were censoring, ultimately got involved and said, I think you guys are wrong.
Gotcha.
You need to change your ways quickly. And they ultimately did, but they didn't admit their mistake. But the good news is religious freedom wins the day, and these residents will be able to have Christmas lights and yard decorations.
And the sad thing is we can't know if they were just complaining. Well, maybe we do now because they were informed. Liberty Council got involved, educated them. But this is this separation of church and state myth that has become so ingrained in our culture that groups like the ACLU have been pushing for decades. And it is just that. It's a myth. What it is it's anti-Christian discrimination. We see it. It's unconstitutional. We see it all the time. And Liberty Council, this is another great example of where supporters of Liberty Council with their pocketbook, by helping to fund the wonderful activities of Liberty Council, how they are helping to make a difference. So everyone listening right now, your support of Liberty Council affected this positive change.
Yeah, let's look at the original letter, November 12th. This is what started the whole thing. The original letter of November 12th that Mako sent out said this, that residents, quote, could decorate inside your home, but nothing outside, not even on the porch, stating, quote, this has to do with the government's fair housing rules. Everyone in the complex is funded in part by government funds, so we are required to follow their rules.
And where'd they get that from?
No citation to any rule at any time through this process.
Yeah.
So when HUD comes in and says, what rule? In fact, it's actually the opposite. You guys are violating the law. You need to change. Change is possible. And it actually happened in this case. So this is a good ultimate victory here. Sometimes what happens is these situations, even though they may not be resolved before Christmas, although this one was because HUD intervened before then, they can ultimately be resolved after Christmas. So if you know of situations of religious freedom, whether in this context or someplace else, just give us a call, 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, or go to our website, lc.org, lc.org. You can send us an email from that website. You can fill out a form with regards to something that you see happening, may directly or indirectly affect you. You may know of something. Keep us involved, because if we don't know, we can't get involved. But if we do know, like in this case, someone brought it to our attention, we were able to intervene, and ultimately religious freedom prevailed. You can also go to lc.org and subscribe to our emails and newsletters on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.